There's a large enough stockpile of antiviral medications in Wisconsin to treat the symptoms of swine flu should the outbreak continue into the fall. But Dr. Seth Foldy told the Assembly Committee on Public Health, responding to the outbreak will mean the response to other public health threats will be sidelined.
There are people who should be working on fighting AIDS and childhood lead poisoning and environmental quality who are currently fighting this near pandemic of H1N1. So in this situation, we do have to shift resources away from one set of problems to the more urgent problems. It is a very thin white line that protects the public from communicable disease and from environmental health problems.
The same shift in resources will also affect the availability of swine flu vaccine. The head of the Section of Infectious Diseases at the University of Wisconsin Medical School, Dennis Mackey, told lawmakers companies that make vaccine will have to shift production from other diseases to meet the potential demand to vaccinate millions of people for swine flu.
We can't stop making measles vaccine or polio vaccine, or we'll have pandemic poliomyelitis in 3 or 4 years. It's going to be a challenge. There's no guarantees that we'll have 200 or 300 million doses of influenza vaccine by October 1, which I think is the very latest that we can really make a big impact.
Mackey says there will be swine flu deaths in the state this fall, but he says it appears the virus is not as virulent as first feared. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.